This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. India and Kuwait yesterday signed several bilateral agreements in the field of defence cooperation, cultural exchange and sports collaboration. The agreement was signed during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's two-day visit to Kuwait. An important agreement was also signed for Kuwait's inclusion in the International Solar Alliance. During the talks, both sides agreed to elevate the bilateral ties to a strategic partnership. Mr. Modi also held a meeting with Amir of Kuwait, Sheikh Mishal al-Ahmad al-Jabbar al-Sabah, to discuss cooperation in key sectors like pharmaceuticals, IT, fintech, infrastructure and security. The discussions also touched upon Kuwait's Vision 2035 initiatives and the recent successful hosting of the GCC summit. The Amir expressed interest in expanding India's role in Kuwait's development vision, while Modi extended an invitation to the Amir to visit India, ensuring continued high-level diplomatic engagement between the two nations. After concluding a historic and successful two-day visit to Kuwait, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached New Delhi. Kuwait has bestowed its highest honour to the the Order of Mubarak al-Kabir, to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The External Affairs Ministry said this is the 20th international honour given to Prime Minister Modi by a country. The Order of Mubarak al-Kabir is a knighthood order of Kuwait. It is awarded to heads of state and foreign sovereigns and to members of foreign royal families as a sign of friendship. The Department of Consumer Affairs will launch Jago Grahak Jago app, Jagrati app and Jagrati dashboard tomorrow on the occasion of National Consumer Day 2024. These apps aim to enhance the capability of the Central Consumer Protection Authority, CCPA, in taking Suomoto action against dark patterns. The Jago Grahak Jago app aims to provide essential e-commerce information about all universal resource links, URLs, during a consumer's online activities, alerting them if any URL may be unsafe and requires caution. The Jagrati app will allow users to report URLs where they suspect the presence of one or more dark patterns declared illegal. In Punjab, after 23 hours of constant search for life in the three-story building collapse in Mohali near Chandigarh, the rescue operation has been called off. Earlier, the whole operation ascertained two deaths, one of a woman, Drishti, from Himachal Pradesh, and another of Abhishek Dhanwal from Ambala. Mohali officiating Deputy Commissioner Viraj Titke told Akashwani Jalandhar correspondent that after the NDRF suggested that there was no more possibility of any person trapped under the debris and thus the operation has been called off. 600 personnel from Army, NDRF and Punjab Police carried out the whole operation. Union Minister for Power, Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal, who is on a visit to Kerala yesterday, chaired a review meeting on various power and urban affairs projects being implemented in the state. The meeting, held at Thiruvananthapuram, was attended by Union Minister of State for Petroleum and Natural Gas Suresh Gopi, State Minister for Electricity K. Krishnan Kutty and several senior officials. In women's cricket, India defeated the West Indies by 211 runs in the first ODI of the three-match ICC Championship Series at Vadodara yesterday. And that's the end of this news bulletin.